Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Clippers and Sixers, that trade is Tobias Harris, Boban, your boy Marjanovic, Mike Scott, and Landry Shamet, Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala, a 2020 first rounder, 2021 unprotected first rounder via Miami, and 2 second rounders. That was quite the deal when you think about it. The Sixers are, basically setting up shop to re-sign and keep the big four, including Harris and Butler, this summer. And that's their long-term plan, evidently. Harris, Butler, JoJo, and Simmons, to keep them together and see if they can win an NBA championship. And do you feel that they're a legitimate threat now in the East with their so-called all-star lineup, right? Everybody said how they're all all-stars now. This is like allegedly a super team. Do you really consider, I'm just asking, that they're a super team when you compare that team to, and I know they beat the Warriors, right? They went out there and beat them. But do you consider that a super team or just the Warriors in terms of being a super team, an alleged super team?
The Warriors are the only super team.
That's what I think. Do you really think this Philly team's super team?
Four guys that haven't done anything in the league are not a super team. That's not a super team.
They're just an all-star team.
Bunch of really good players that have not won anything.
What do you think, Moff?
I agree with him because when you look at the Warriors opposed to the 76ers, 76ers are what you want to see from the Warriors, but young and immature in that sense, because the Warriors, even though these guys all have egos, we know they have egos. They've shown that. Draymond is one of the biggest egos in the game. KD, with all his talking, we know, as a drama queen half the time. You know, Steph Curry loves everyone talking about Steph Curry, but when it comes down to it, they've sacrificed their egos when it matters most. They play defense. They play hard. They play together. You don't have that in Philly. You have guys that love to score. You have guys that love the attention. You guys have big egos, but when push comes to shove, it's me, me, me. It's not team ball, and let's just find the best shot. It's I want to be the man. I'm going to take
it's
the shot.
It's kind of celebrity ball, right?
It is.
It's like I'm famous. Everybody likes watching me on highlight shows, and I'm on TV every night with all my dunks and everything. But when it comes to winning championships and being a legit team that gets the job done and goes all the way, they're not there. Seriously, I want to see them even get out of the East.
And they can score with the best of them, but when have you ever seen them be a defensive stopper?
Do you think they're going to the NBA Finals?
No, I don't.
So you're willing to go Milwaukee or Toronto or Boston over them?
Yes, absolutely.
In what order?
Right now, I'd say Milwaukee, Toronto, Boston, in that order, until Boston really starts getting it together, because they haven't figured out how to play together completely either yet.
Carver High?
Yeah, right now I would go Boston, Philly, Milwaukee, Toronto.
Wow, so you think the Celtics are better than the way the Bucks have played this year?
I'm saying who I would bet on in the playoffs.
Right, so just you think
I feel the Celtics
when push
have
comes
guys.
To shove that the Celtics are the best playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Bucks are going to finish ahead of the Celtics probably in the East, and that's all fine and good. They'll have the big home court advantage, which means absolutely zero in the NBA now, as we know.
Right.
I'm saying, if I was going to gamble or bet on who I think will come out of the East, I still go Celtics, Sixers, Bucks, then Raptors.
I just wanted to let you know that I'll be gambling heavily on all of those NBA playoff games ahead of time.
Of course,
I want to give
the
you
the only way to keep an interest in the NBA.
Well, I mean, in the playoffs, I'll bet on every game every night. So I just wanted to let you know that ahead of time. So it's a forewarning of what's to come, that I'll be betting on all of those games.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.